Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, each of us have needs. Each of us have wants. Each of us want to bring happiness to each and every person that we come in contact with. And sometimes the best way to do that is by giving them something that actually helps to, we'll say, in a way, brand you, but also make them feel good. So especially when we're talking about businesses, you know, a lot of businesses do promotional items and things along that nature to not only grow their brand, but also to share that oneness, that camaraderie, that feel-good feeling with the individuals that work with them, work for them, that they sponsor, what have you. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're giving somebody something of quality and you're giving something of somebody to show them that you care. So today we have two gentlemen on the show, and they're from Steve Angeline Sales. And they're going to talk about the benefits of promotional items, motivational items, things along that nature, how you can use these items and tools to actually bring unity into your group, your organization as a whole. And it doesn't really matter. It can be a nonprofit. It can be a for-profit. It doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that you're actually giving to somebody and, of course, giving them something like what they provide at their particular shop of quality and of substance that they feel is important to them, so that you can show that you care for them. So today we have Glenn Williams, and we also have Tommy Bennett, no relation. You know, again, like I said earlier, he's taller, got a deeper voice, and he's more handsome. But either way, these gentlemen are actually going to come on, and they're going to dazzle us with the great knowledge that they have to let you know how these particular types of items and products could actually benefit you and your business. So without any further ado, since the bio's there, I'm not even going to go into that because these guys have got it locked and cocked. We're going to just go ahead and go forward. So, gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing good, Z.
Outstanding, brother Z.
Thanks for having me.
So everything's good for you guys.
I'm sorry?
I said everything is good for you guys. That's,
everything
of course, phenomenal.
Well. Everything is going good. We really appreciate the opportunity of having us on your show this morning.
Not a problem. Also, I got a little bit of inside information for you guys today, ladies and gentlemen. These gentlemen have been friends for, like, ever. So not only are they business partners and associates, they've also been good friends for a very, very long time, which doesn't happen a lot. So that just goes to show you what kind of patience they have with each other and what type of phenomenal individuals they have to be just to be in business together. So with that said, guys, let's go forward. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, Steve Angeline Sales actually was birthed in 1986. The owner at that time was indeed Steve Angeline. He's still living today. He's an actual live person. And he started the company in 1986 with a concentration on basically schools. Schools was the foundation. He called on elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and had a few, accounts in the corporate sector. And also at the time, the Redskins was a pretty good contact for him as well. I came on board with Glenn Williams. I came on board in 1989, and my primary purpose was to continue to serve the customers that he basically had already, in addition to add on to the customer base, and not just in schools, but in the various markets that we are pretty much in today. So I came on board in 1989. Tommy Bennett came on in 1992, 3 years later. And then there was an opportunity that Steve Angeline had personally. He's from the New York area, upstate Buffalo, and there was a company that offered him a position within their company. And so he thought it was a good opportunity to take advantage of at the time. So he actually sold his shares, and we became an ownership in 1998. And so things have been flowing pretty good since 1998 up until 2013. And our main concentration from 1998 up on to this point has been to expand our markets. You know, we've dealt with basically just schools for about the like 20 years ago, but we wanted to get into more markets because we offer so many different products, which we'll get into later on in the show. But we're a lot more versatile than we were back in the early and late 80s, and things are going quite well for us. And we have a sports background. You know, as you mentioned, Tommy and I grew up together. We played youth league football together, youth league basketball together. You know, still talk about those times periodically today. And I went on and played college basketball at Holy Cross College, and Tommy had a sports background as well. So it's a pretty unique blend where we kind of have the sports background, but it's just, you know, kind of turned it around to the business aspect, and it's going pretty well.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. So you said you have a number of different types of products that you offer. Could you tell us about, let's say, decorative apparel? You know, the screening and embroidering and other things like that, other appliques.
Absolutely. I'll go ahead and jump in. Tommy Bennett, Z, and, yeah, Glenn pretty much laid a good foundation there. One of the things that he did not mention is that, as you said, our friendship and relationship dates back some 36 years, actually. And it even extends to the point where we also fellowship together. And he and his wife are actually godparents over our young children. So, yeah, it's a deep relationship that we have. But, yeah, decorated apparel, anything that deals with screen print, embroidery, or applique is one area of concentration for us. We have a lot of different target markets, but there's a lot of people that have an interest and a desire for that the type of apparel that we offer. We also do promotional items, and that word may not be as in tune, if you will, with a lot of different people from a lot of different sectors. But essentially, it's nothing more than trinkets or tchotchkes or giveaways, you know, the type of things that people would brand their name or logo on that they may hand out in hopes that it will bring them referrals or either prospects in the future. And then, as Glenn mentioned, athletically, we also deal with equipment, primarily sporting equipment. So whether it be in the area of football, basketball, track, you know, those type of athletics, we actually can provide hard good equipment for them, whether it be helmets or padding, shoulder pads, different things like that, mouthpieces or guards. So we handle, we believe, a wide spectrum that covers a lot of different areas.
That's pretty cool. I actually didn't know that. I mean, I've seen it. I've actually seen it on how it's made, how they put, you know, the name on a hockey helmet and motorcycle helmets and things along that line and skateboards. But I didn't know that the average person could actually do that too. That's pretty cool. What's the let's say what's the general quantity for something like that?
Well, basically what you're talking about in that case, Z, is actually using a decal that would go on to the items that you just listed. And we can get decals done in a lot of cases for, you know, minimums of, you know, maybe 50 pieces. You know, obviously, the lower the quantity, the higher the cost. So we always try to, our job is really to be good listeners, hear what it is that our clients are interested in, and kind of give them some options as it relates to the actual product that they're looking for, but also that might fit, you know, into their specific budgets as well. But, yeah, you typically can, you know, get the different emblems and decals and things of that nature for very, you know, small quantities.
Okay, so basically you guys also act kind of like consultants for your clients to help them to find their needs and what's going to best fit them based on what their needs, wants, and desires are, and, of course, within their budget.
Absolutely, yeah. I think you hit it right on the nail. The head there, Z, is that, you know, understanding is everything. And so, you know, when I go out to a store and I need some help, you know, the first thing I'm going to try to get is understanding to make sure I make an informative and an educational decision on what I'm going to purchase. And I felt over the last 4 to 5 years, most of my better and solid referrals come from people that don't even do business with me initially, because they'll come to me thinking we can provide a service, which we can, but if there's other alternatives that I think might be better, I'll inform them of those initially and then let them make the educated decision. And if they don't come back to us and do business with us, then we'll get 4, 5, 6 referrals from that one person that didn't do, just because we took the time to understand, to explain to them the process and what they want to order. And because of our knowledge and being in the industry for over 20-plus years, you know, it really comes in handy. So I think understanding is, to me, is even more important than trying to go after a sale in the beginning stages.
Outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, please also keep this in mind. Remember that these gentlemen's information and, excuse me, what they know is more valuable than even the products that they sell. And that's what you want to do. Sometimes people go for the cheaper end of things, but they are not going to get the level of quality. So you want someone like these gentlemen at Steve Angeline's to actually, you want to deal with them because they're the types of people that are going to give you quality for what it is that you're buying. They're not just going to give you something to fit your need. They're also going to give you something to fit your need, fit your budget, and, of course, something of quality that's going to last you years and years and years instead of you buying something every time, you know, the hat drops. Continue, please.
And one of the things that you kind of led into was product categories, which can be found on our website, steveangelinesales.com. But one thing that Tim and I wanted to do is concentrate on is not just dealing with schools, because if you just deal in one market, then I think you kind of create a ceiling for yourself. So we are an ASI dealer, which is called Ad Specialty Institution Dealer, and product categories are endless. You know, my theory is I try not to be everything to everybody, but I try to do everything with the spirit of excellence. However, in this case, because we're an ASI dealer, the product categories are just endless. Anything in branding you can think of, from a plastic cup to an umbrella to a calculator to a napkin, you know, to portfolio, you know, just any product you could think of that you can put your logo on, we have access to. And so I think that makes us very versatile, not just dealing with the apparel side, which we do, of course, with the T-shirts and the polo shirts and the hats and the jackets, but we also have expanded the business to where now we're dealing in a lot of promotional items as well, so it kind of makes us versatile in both markets.
Outstanding.
Yeah,
so in the area, in your areas of concentration, you have decorative decorative items or apparel, you have promotional items, and you also have equipment and hard goods, correct?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And then in your product categories, which of course can be found on your website, your main markets are not all of them, but you try to you've tried to expand your services so that you can fit more people's needs and be able to add that level of quality that you're already adding. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So on your particular markets that you like to go after, you kind of alluded to them in the sense of some of the things that you would hit, but what are some of the other areas or markets that you go for within your rating?
Well, I'll go ahead and try to handle that. The markets, Z, that we really try to target are they really, if we could just say everybody, that would handle it. But to kind of really put you know, a finite kind of target on things, we like to call on these different sectors. Businesses or corporations, and that can include, as far as a great referral or a golden goose, if you will, a business owner, CEO, an office manager, or even a marketing coordinator. Those would all be great referral sources within businesses and corporations. Also, I think you mentioned earlier, nonprofit organizations. So, you know, nonprofits actually buy a lot of items that they would use to promote their organization. So that would be another one. Small groups, which could be clubs or travel teams, even like moms clubs or things like that, Toastmasters, you know, different organizations or small groups like that are great referrals. Probably one of our biggest non-school referral sources or target markets are churches and ministries. So a pastor or priest, an admin assistant, or even an elder of a church, those would all be great referrals. We talked about schools, which would be anybody in the administration department, principals, APs, athletic directors, PTSAs or PTA organizations, as well as booster clubs are, again, great referrals for us within schools. And then also youth leagues, youth and rec leagues, those are great referrals because typically they buy a lot of stuff that we offer. So it could be somebody that deals either with spirit wear, who we might call a spirit wear coordinator, a uniform manager, you know, somebody in those aspects. And then things that you might not think about, a printer or a graphic designer, those would be great referrals for us as well. Not so much because they're going to buy from us, but because people that their clientele that they deal with may have an interest in some of the things that we offer that maybe that printer or graphic designer may not do.
I totally understand. I know when I put on my other hat, you know, one of my golden gooses, again, is organizations like your own, when they have people that want to put stuff on their promotional items so that people can get back in contact with them. So that's phenomenal. And when we were talking about, just for anybody that's listening, we were talking about churches. We're talking about any type of religious organization. We're not just talking about churches. So for you guys that are, you know, imams, or you guys that are, you know, over any type of a Jewish congregation or anything like that, they can actually fit your needs too. Could you do me one more favor? You've still got some time. Could you guys give me, I guess, a couple of examples, I guess one or two from each one of you, of times when you've been able to lift the spirit or the cheer or a success story that you've had from somebody that you've been able to provide a product for?
Yeah, I tell you, I think one of the most gratifying, it's ironic that we're talking about the churches, is that, you know, Tom and I are heavily involved in our ministries as well, and so it kind of touches my heart when I deal with other ministries. And it's just one particular ministry, I won't mention the name, but they had a goal. I'm also the youth leader of our church, and so the youths are teenagers from ages 13 to 19. And so this one particular youth leader had some ideas that he wanted to do for his youth, but they just didn't have the money in their budget to do what he, you know, to support his vision. And so because we deal with so much in that particular ministry, there were other ways that we can come up with that he didn't know about, that we can come up with the monies and the finances that were needed to help purchase backpacks and tennis shoes for the kids in his youth ministry. And it was almost like Christmas. It was in the August time frame, August, September, but just seeing the reaction not only from the kids in the ministry, but even the youth leader himself, you know, spoke volumes. And so, and even from that, you know, because my heart was pure, I didn't do it for selfish ambition or vain conceit. I did it, you know, out of the goodness of my heart. And as a result, you know, I believe, you know, the Lord blessed. And as a result, I've been dealing with more ministries and more ministries and more ministries, you know, from that point on. So I think out of, you know, all of my success stories, if you want to call it that, I think that's the one that, you know, is kind of close to my heart.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Tommy, I want to get one from you too, but before we do that, Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody would like to speak with either of the two gentlemen that are on today, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And also, the chat room is open so that if anybody has any questions that they'd like to put forth, I know a lot of times people just like to listen, but if anybody has any questions, if you put them in the chat, we'll take them and I'll actually pose those questions. So, go ahead, Tommy, your turn.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, man, the 21 years, in fact, I just had an anniversary this past Friday, would have been 21 years completed in the industry and with the same company, Steve Angeline Sales. And so I'm very blessed and just thankful, about that at all. And over that time period, man, there has been probably more that I've forgotten about success stories that I can remember. But there's one that just happened more recently, and it's probably, like Glenn said, is dear to his heart, is dear to mine as well, because it kind of touches home literally. We have two children, my wife and I, and my son, Naya is his name, 11 years old. He was diagnosed a couple years ago with epilepsy. And so I was asked to provide some knit caps. Some people call them beanies, knit caps that you would wear during the winter months, to produce some of these for the Epilepsy Foundation of Virginia. And I decided to do this at my cost. In other words, basically did not look to make any money off of it, because it was kind of a personal thing with, my son's involvement. My wife is heavily involved with the foundation as well. And so we did these hats. We did them at a very, very inexpensive cost to the foundation. And when they got them, it almost brought tears to their eyes. So they were very happy with the product, the way that it looked. I think it far exceeded their expectation, but it also fit into their budget. And so we did a walk, and they kind of handed some out at the walk. I think they may have sold some as well, but that was really, to me, a success story because of the cause that it really related to.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Glenn, you got one more you want to share with us? Because you guys are trying to bring me to tears.
No, we don't want to bring you to tears. We probably should have kept on going down this route. But it's like Tommy said, it's a part of us. And so every endeavor we go into, I know the name of the company is Steve Angeline Sales. However, we really concentrate on the understanding part and the passion behind what we do, and we just believe good things will happen as a result. So it's a lot of things, like Tommy said, I kind of forgotten myself, just because it's so deeply ground-rooted in us. It's just something that we do.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. And then again, that's kind of a very admirable trait, because, there's so many people that are, what would you say, they're counting, not realizing that they're put on this earth to actually do good.
Right.
And more of us need to stop thinking of ourselves and start thinking of others. As Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get more than whatever you thought you wanted.
Right.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
One thing, Z, that I like to add, man, is that, I think people always want to know, hey, what makes you different from your competition? I mean, let's face it, you can go online and find a lot of brokers or a lot of companies that do what we do. But
right.
we believe that the thing that makes us different is that we deal with our clientele with a high level of honesty, humility, and integrity. And we just believe that that's the way businesses should treat their customer base.
I agree.
So, you know, those examples that both, you know, Glenn and myself just gave, I think kind of shows those traits, if you will, those character traits. And, you know, it's some things that you may have to work at because, hey, you know, to have integrity, that's work. You know what I mean? That means that, hey, no matter how hard it hurts me, I'm going to make it happen. You know, for my client, so that my client is the one that, you know, gets their desires met. So, you know, we just believe strongly in that. Both of us do.
I understand, and that's a beautiful thing. And anyway, as we're running short on time, that time flies quick. We've got a little bit left.
Okay.
Could you tell everybody, even though it's on the site, how they can get in contact with you guys if they want to be blessed with the knowledge and the superior products of Steve Angeline's?
Yeah, you know, I have a direct number. All the information is on our website. It's steveangelinesales.com, steveangelinesales.com. And, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, too, Z, is something that's different about us than what it was years ago is that we do a lot of what we call, like, spirit packs. And we sell directly to a lot of high school and middle school organizations. Let's say a football team, they might want to purchase a hoodie and a hat, a sweatpants, sweatshirt, whatever they might want. We'll package it up together, and they call it a spirit pack. And what we typically would do is meet with the coach. They would tell us what items they want in the spirit pack. We would develop an order form and email the order form to them. The coach would make the photocopies, pass out to the kids, and then we'd come back to actually take the orders. Well, now we have capabilities of ordering the same ideas, but it's called online spirit stores. So there's a lot less headaches, if you will, a lot less paper chasing, a lot less money counting physically. Everything is done more effectively, more efficiently, and it's just, you know, it's been a blessing so far, and I think we're going to continue to do more of that just to kind of keep up with the times, you know, as far as making it more convenient for the customer, just having an online presence to where you can have a block of time to where you can order the product. And so for those coaches or organizations that are still kind of quote-unquote old school, kind of like to do it the old-fashioned way, we still have capabilities of doing it, you know, by the order form and emailing the order form and coming by and collecting the orders. But it seems like this way is more customer-oriented, you know, and we're really customer, we're committed to our customers. It's just not for us customer service. It's customer commitment. You know, your customer service can be good or bad, you know, but when you're committed to a customer, then typically if you're committed, good things are going to take place. And so we're very excited about the online spirit stores that we're developing. Have great feedback from the customers. They're very effective, very efficient. And it's just shopping online instead of doing it, you know, face-to-face pretty much.
I totally understand. I actually did a show not too long ago, and I was talking on if you want to be successful in your business, you need to also remember that you need to have business with no walls, and that's definitely into the business with no walls.
Right.
Outstanding.
Yes,
yeah.
All right, gentlemen, is there anything else you want to add before we close?
Not me. I just want to thank you again for having us on. You know, I really appreciate you taking the opportunity and the time to allow us to come on to your show and talk a little bit about Steve Angeline Sales. And, you know, it's the little foxes that spoil the grapes. And those little things that Tommy mentioned about integrity and humility, it might sound common, but in a lot of industries, unfortunately, it's not. You know, but that's the basis and the foundation of our character. And we definitely, you know, believe strong in those three aspects that Tommy mentioned earlier. So, you know, I just want to personally thank you again for allowing us to come on.
No problem. Thank you, gentlemen. And like you heard, ladies and gentlemen, you want to deal with people of character. You don't want to deal with characters. And at Steve Angeline Sales, these are people with character. So with that said, gentlemen, again, I want to thank you for coming on the Zurian Show. Hope to have you again. We can talk about some more of how you can help your customers to grow and develop. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Z.
You're welcome, gentlemen. And have a, what they say, have a blessed day.
Be empowered to prosper.
This was fun, gentlemen. You guys take care, and again, be well.
Thanks again, Z.
All right. Thanks, man.